Tell me when.
We are rolling. We are live. We are going. All right. Welcome to High Table.
Here we come to save the day.
Welcome to High Table, everybody. Today we're talking about new movies.
Table.
We're talking about Alien Romulus. What do you think?
What do you think?
We're talking about aliens.
We're talking about aliens.
Is the movies.
We on?
Are we on? Are we rolling? All right. Is everything a go, Mr. Producer?
Rolling, rolling, rolling.
Rolling,
rolling, rolling. Yeah.
Okay. As everybody knows, the movie industry as a whole has taken a hit ever since COVID came out.
Yes. And bad movies.
And bad movies. And we're referencing Star Wars as being part of
the leadership of,
those bad movies.
Yes.
There is a trailer for two movies that are coming out. One is getting high praise, and the other one is not. The first one is Alien Romulus.
And what's a Romulus?
Yeah, we're still trying to figure out what Romulus means in the Romulus. Alien in the world of Alien.
Yeah, I understand. But
this particular movie is called Alien Romulus. It's due out August 16th.
Yeah. Yes, August 16th,
August 2024.
Is this the first one without Sigourney? What's her name?
Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah, so
I think so. I don't think she's associated with this particular movie.
She's getting pretty old.
From what I've been told, this movie falls in between Alien and Aliens, the first one and the second one.
Oh, so that's a time period?
That's a time period. So
okay.
First Alien came out in 79.
Yeah, you got me on this one. I both Alien movies bored the crap out of me.
Really? You didn't like it?
Not a fan.
Yeah.
What'd you think of the trailer?
I fell asleep.
Just a teaser, but did you get any good vibes from it?
I think the trailer is really helpful for narcolepsy. I'll probably be using that later.
Well, once they come out with a full theatrical trailer, we'll get a better idea of what's going on. But it looks like they're following the 79 original Alien concept.
Yeah, okay.
And there's a lot of things to be excited about. Hopefully the effects are practical effects and not all digital.
The cinematography looked pretty good, maybe a little bit over the top, but, you know.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll be a, worthy attempt.
Yeah, well, it's the Alien franchise has taken a kick in the balls for the last couple of movies that they've made.
Here's the big thing. Will it be enough to draw people to the box office to pay $50 to see that thing?
I hope so. When they release a full theatrical trailer, I think we'll have more of an idea of what direction they want to go.
Yeah, this is just a taste. I mean,
yeah, this looks like this is just a taste.
Just a taste.
So,
just the tip.
Just the tip.
Just
yeah.
Just the tip.
But, Lord Six's new album, everybody.
Just the tip.
Leave a comment if you seen the new Alien trailer, and subscribe.
If you care.
It's all in that same region.
Now, as far as movies coming out, I mean, I'm more excited, and this is really weird to hear me say this because I was a huge Brandon Lee fan. Mm. The Crow's coming out.
That's the second movie.
Yes.
They have a full theatrical trailer, and it's getting mixed reviews.
Yeah, I'm on the fence with that one because I'll tell you,
much on the fence about it.
Let me ask, how many Crow movies are there out right now?
There's been three?
Three?
There's three before. This will be four.
Okay, this will be four.
Oh. Now, the sequels.
Yeah.
Sequels are absolutely horrible. They were swings and misses. Very, very much misses. Yeah. The Crow, in my opinion, which should have been a show, just leave it alone. It was just one of those.
The Brandon Lee version was very good. Yeah.
Brandon Lee did a phenomenal job. That was his breakout movie, and what happened was a tragedy.
Yeah.
Now, this new one that they're coming out with 20 years later, they took a little bit different of a direction, or at least appears like they did. So, because they're going a different way with it, I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah.
I'm going to see. I'm trying to watch it and see where it goes, but I'm on the fence with it.
A lot of people are on the fence about it. They felt as if the Brandon Lee version should have been left alone.
Yeah.
You know, I'm of that mindset as well. The man died while making this movie.
Yeah, but I mean,
and they haven't really retold the story in a new way. It's the same story that they've been telling.
This one, it looks like they're doing it in a different way, though. It does look like it's a little bit different.
Yeah, but Had the first Crow not been made, this would be an outstanding movie. It'd be pretty good. Yeah. But since Brendan Lee's version is out there and it's been out there.
And he set that bar so high.
He really did. He really did. And he was very passionate about making The Crow.
Yeah.
All of the interviews I ever saw.
There are some movies that have really strong character, and The Crow was one of them.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of got a stigmata to it now.
Yeah.
You know, it's it was made. The guy was shot on set doing something that he loved. It was going. He was going to be a through the roof star after that movie was come out. But
he was the next action hero.
Yeah, he was the next action hero, and this would have catapulted him into that.
He had so much potential. I mean, that man. He was a martial artist. He was in phenomenal shape.
Yeah.
He just had that movie that screen look to him.
Mm-hmm. He was tailor made for that.
He was. He was. He had a lot of potential, and that was
just like his father. Though he died early, so
unfortunately,
yes, unfortunate. But and now I hear that they're making a Matrix 5.
Oh dear God, no.
Yep.
Oh dear God, no.
With
Keanu Reeves. Yeah.
Oh Lord.
I hear it's in production. It's being produced as we speak.
Keanu, stop. Just me, you know, bud. Please reconsider this. I'm a huge fan of yours.
Watch it. I love the watch.
I'm a huge fan. No, you won't.
Yeah.
Huge fan. I've seen Matrix 4. I love the Matrix 1, 2, and 3. Keanu, please stop. Please
I love the Matrix is great.
Did you see Matrix 4?
Yeah, I've seen them all, I think.
I think it's being executive produced by the Wachowskis.
Is 4 the one where he fought like a billion of the same guys?
No,
that was the second one.
In fact, he wasn't even the main character in 4. It was... Trinity.
Okay, then
she was the chosen one. Not
okay,
me.
Okay, yeah, they then went. Truly, I have not seen it. I didn't know.
Yeah, no. Yeah, so I'm saying they took a left turn with 4, and I don't see them making a U-turn. So, please,
I don't know what 5 is going to be based on. I know they're writing
was
it
he
right
even
now.
In the
yes, he was in it, and so I'm saying, please cash in your chips because this is you know, it's not going in a good direction, bud. Please don't.
Which is better, the Matrix or John Wick?
John Wick.
The first for, John Wick
for Keanu Reeves now.
If you get the whole catalog of John Wick, the whole catalog of the Matrix.
Well, I'd still go Matrix.
I'm leaning Matrix. Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
I'm leaning. I like John Wick too, and I think I've liked everything.
Even talked in John. You know, he never talked.
No, and Keanu Reeves is a great guy. He's a great guy, with a great personality. I've never heard
a bad
thing
about him.
That's why I really don't want to see him go down the wrong path.
Yeah. Don't go down the tubes.
Please don't make Matrix 5.
Yeah. Well, it depends on what the story is, but don't do the Harrison Ford thing and just make a movie just to make a movie.
Right.
Because he did Indy 5, and that was complete garbage.
Yeah.
Star Wars, that was complete garbage.
And Harrison Ford was a great actor too. Yeah. And he's he's killing his name is what he's doing.
Yeah.
And
murdering his characters.
I'd prefer to see Keanu Reeves not do that.
Okay. Well,
but anyway, those are our opinions on the matter. If you if you like what you heard, just hit that like, subscribe, support the channel, support us.
Yep.
And
opinions like buttholes, everybody has one.
Thanks for stopping by.